From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Kind of excited for a little preseason football, believe it or not.
I don't want to say I'm excited because it doesn't feel like real football, but
it's the closest thing we've had in so long, though.
I want to see Deshaun Watson.
I want to see him. I want to see Deontay Foreman. That's what I'm most interested in, those two guys. I hope he plays well, but it doesn't really matter because it's preseason. But the reality is,
I hope he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, well, if your quarterback doesn't play well in a preseason game, that's always a sign that he's not close to ready. Texter says, this is the second game back and y'all are ready to panic. First, it's the third game back. A lot of the ground balls were hit to the shift last night. I'm not saying he didn't get lit up, but it's a little too early to panic. Nobody's panicking. I'm just saying, should you be concerned at this point? And yeah, you should be because he's been hurt.
If either one of them was pitching at the level they were pre-injury, how much better would you feel? They're trading time on the DL, and when one's on the DL, the other's pitching poorly, then the other one comes back from the DL and pitches poorly while the other one goes to the DL. It doesn't inspire confidence, I'll tell you that.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. A little bit of everything. We had a list. We had a snake. We had football talk, Astros talk. Go check it out, Podcast Arena.
Just got black athlete talk.
Yeah.
Was that primarily, were the voters all black, or is it just open to the public?
Doesn't say. That's some of the stuff that I guess is going to come out eventually. But.
Well, that's the thing with any survey. I want to know who was surveyed, what the age range was, where they live, what the economics of it is, because you can skewer a survey any way you want.
I mean, to Lamont's point, what he's saying is that black people don't like Tiger Woods because Tiger Woods said he doesn't identify as black. And I'm wondering if it is all African-American voters, I could see Tiger. I mean, even if it was half of them.
Even though he said he doesn't consider himself black people still consider him black.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's like this. It's like if Kathy Griffin right now were up for a vote of hated white people or, you know, white influence, I guess in the media, they were influenced has high influence. She would make the list, but white people wouldn't want to identify with her, right? She would still get some votes. Maybe that's a poor example.
It's a poor example because Kathy Griffin's like a D-list celebrity.
Yeah, but
Tiger Woods is arguably the greatest golfer that's ever played. I mean, that's why I don't understand the list. A lot of people asking about O.J. Simpson. He was not on the list.
Pretty big impact.
Yeah, apparently decapitating people removes you from the list. Decapitation, rape accusations, having affairs and getting addicted to painkillers, that removes you from consideration. Or steroid accusations also gets you removed. It's a weird list.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Let's squeeze in a couple calls real quick. People want to talk about this. Kobe.
Oh, is this Kobe Bryant? I bet he's pissed.
Yeah, he should be. What's up?
Yo. Hey, what's up, man? I'm trying to see why isn't Floyd Mayweather on the list.
That's Kobe the intern, isn't it?
Is that Kobe the intern?
Is this Kobe the intern?
Yeah, this is him.
Okay. Get off the air.
They'll never learn, will they?
Try
every intern here wants to be a star. I don't know why Floyd Mayweather's not on the list. But yeah. I would argue that there's a lot of boxers on this list, and I would say most of them have had more of an impact than Floyd Mayweather's had. He doesn't exactly inspiration. I'm guessing he was low.
Yeah.
On the list.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, there's no lack of boxers though. Joe Frazier is on the list. Sugar Ray Robinson, George Foreman is on the list. Sugar Ray Leonard is on the list. And then, Muhammad Ali. And that's it. That's a pretty good list, though. Oh, Joe Louis. I missed him.
Let's get Marcos, and then we'll move on. What's up, Marcos?
I could talk about black athletes all day, Fred. I'm going to do a white athlete list tomorrow.
How's it going, Bubba?
It's going all right, Bubba.
Hey, man, I just listening to the list, and it just seems like the list was made by a lot of the younger folks.
See,
I mean, there was a lot of people, I believe, that, especially in football, who have come up through the ranks. You know, Little Joe Washington, Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell did make the list.
Are they on the list? Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Yeah, Earl Campbell made it at 48. You know,
okay.
I thought maybe that was the case. I was thinking about that. But then, like, when I saw Gabby Douglas, Simone Biles, I saw Steph Curry at 28. I was like, yeah, man, this must have been a bunch of kids voting. But how many millennials know who Wilma Rudolph is? My guess is not very many, right? She made the list. How many millennials are really familiar with Satchel Paige or Gale Sayers? So I feel like it's hard to say that it was a bunch of young kids making the list, because there's some names on it that I feel like young people wouldn't have known. But it's tough to say. I don't know I'd like to see their age range. Yeah, young, like if it were all millennials voting, Jesse Owens wouldn't have been in the top five.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they wouldn't know who the hell Jesse Owens is. But Gabby Douglas and Simone Biles in the top 10, that instantly threw up a red flag that it was like a bunch of 20-year-olds voting. But then there's some things that point to the opposite.
The whole thing's just stupid, if you ask me.
Yeah. But I'm going to make a list of the, not the top 50 white athletes, the 50 whitest athletes. Like guys who epitomize just white guy in sports. Like, you remember Mark Eaton, the center for the Jazz, like in the mid-90s? He'd make my list, top 50 for sure. What, like, he was like 7'10", wore tiny little shorts that were like 3 inches long. That guy, he was super white.
Maybe you should get Bob Arum to make the list of top 10 Jewish athletes.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah.
That one would be interesting. We could have Jong do the 10 best Korean athletes, but they're all female golfers.
The top 50 black athletes. Michael Jordan never sold a pay-per-view. No one ever paid to watch him on television. No one paid. That's how you determine who the best black athlete is. Who did the blacks pay money to see? Wasn't Michael Jordan.
Oh, boy.
Bob Arum hurts my voice these days, I got to tell you. I'm losing my touch. Mm. Yeah, it's one of those lists that it's a summertime thing. It's probably made to cause controversy. It's made for people to discuss it and be like, are you crazy? That's probably what they were hoping for. Well, they got me. They got everybody.
Well, they didn't get me because
you didn't even know it existed, huh?
No, I thought conceptually it was a stupid idea and just passed right over it.
Okay.
But
Jong, had you even heard of it?
No.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Where did you find this list?
The undefeated?
Yeah. But it's a real thing. But there's going to, I can't imagine anyone looks at this list and goes, yep, I agree with everything here. That's impossible.
Well, somebody does.
No, this is, I guess it's a compilation, though. It's like, I can't imagine that too many people were like, you know what? Simone Biles had much more of an impact than Magic Johnson did.
And Jim Brown.
And Jim Brown.
Did Magic Johnson make the list?
I mean, he's number 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Santos, why aren't interns allowed to call in and give their opinion? I've heard a couple hosts hang up on them. Because their job is to be interns, and if we want them on air, we'll bring them in here, as we have with some guys.
Yeah, we have.
But
I'd like to know what Juggalo Trey thinks about the black athlete list, to be honest.
Ooh, do a redhead list, redheaded athletes list.
I can probably work on that. I can maybe do a top 10.
Sean White, number one?
Probably so.
Is Bill Walton considered a redhead?
Oh, yeah. He is for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
He's probably the most dominant. Matt Bullard?
Is he
probably making the top 50?
Is he redhead? I think he's blonde.
Mm. Yeah, I thought he was blonde.
Okay.
Well, Adam Morrison would make your whitest of the white list.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Who else? Who's another redhead? Oh, Matt Bonner. That's who I was thinking of. Not Matt Bullard. Matt Bonner.
Yeah.
And Brian Scalabrine.
Oh yeah, he's a good one. He's a good one. Andy Dalton. Young career, but he's up there.
Yeah.
A lot of playoff experience for a redhead.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of potential here.
Lindsay Lohan actually makes the top 50. That's how bleak it gets. All right. I got to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you want to improve your outdoor living area, but you don't want to spend a bunch of money tearing out your old patio or your old pool deck, you don't have to. You can do it with Carvestone from Allied Outdoor Solutions. It'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trial hand carved, custom colored for your home. It looks great, matches up with the brick on your house, twice as strong as concrete. Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. You can get 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a Carvestone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Still so lonely in the night. I hear him talk, cold storm.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Boy, that Tom Savage warm-up, though, looked great. Did I miss something?
What time are we kicking off here? 12 minutes, 13 minutes from now?
Yeah. Do we not have Beth today?
Oh, yeah, sorry. She had to move it to tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Good to know.
Sorry, I made a note on the rundown, but forgot to, or on your notes, but I forgot to come in there and tell you.
Ah, okay. Somebody said Bleacher Report did a top 10 redheaded athletes, and it pops up on a Google search. Mark McGuire's a redhead. If not, they make a chemical for that.
Canelo Alvarez.
That list doesn't suck. What other completely racist list can you make?
Racist?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe we could do a most racist athletes list. Like John Rocker.
That's a good one.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
We could do that. We could do a list of athletes we suspect to have gay tendencies, even though there's zero proof of it. I mean, that would probably get us a lawsuit, but...
Yeah, but we haven't been sued in a while.
Yeah, but you could throw out a bunch of guys that you're like, it's never been proven, but there's definitely suspicion, right?
Oh, yeah. Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
Was it Skip Bayless that wrote that way back in the day?
I think so.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And God, some of the suggestions on the text line are pretty funny. Most of which I can't repeat. Best female athlete's breasts.
Oh, do that.
That's more interesting.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah, now we're talking about a useful list. Say some Michael Phelps for your gay tendencies list.
Could be up there.
Yeah. I like some of these ideas.
The end of the day, it's a lot of work. We're probably not going to do it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's why I still
going to talk about.
That's
it.
Why I've gone 5 years without putting together my presidential rankings.
Right, it's a lot of work.
It is. It is.
But it's nice to talk about.
Ignacio wants to know, what are the odds Bronn switches sides after all? He thinks Cersei is a word and Tyrion is his boy. I don't think he's switching sides, but I bet. I don't think he's. I don't think his story is quite done with Tyrion. I would guess. Okay, here's another AP news alert on North Korea. You want your North Korea update? North Korea says it will complete plan to attack waters near Guam by mid-August, then wait for Commander-in-Chief's order.
Okay.
So I want to get this straight. They're telling everybody they're going to attack Guam by mid-August. They're giving away their whatever military strategy they have. And it also says the water's near Guam. So basically it's going to launch a missile towards Guam, then it's not going to get there, which it probably won't get out of the Sea of Japan.
Right.
And then wait for Commander-in-Chief's order. This is going to turn into a mess. It really is. And there's... Oh, hey, is Hurricane Franklin, is that going to get us?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I just looked up on the TV there. Oh, no, he's going into Mexico. Never mind. I always get excited when they show the storm in the Gulf. Yeah, going into Mexico.
Yeah, not our business. None of our business.
They kind of bait and switch me with that, though, because they didn't put the track on it like they do. It tells you where it's going.
Got you all worked up.
Yeah, because I always like, oh, cool, hurricane. It's squeezing a call. Bam.
Bam!
Sports, fellas.
Sports.
My question, what are the odds that Jay Cutler will throw more touchdowns than interceptions? I'll hang up and listen.
I think he'll throw more touchdowns than interceptions. He'll throw a lot of interceptions, but I think he'll throw a lot of touchdowns too.
Yeah.
I'll go, I'd probably put it at 80%, 85%.
Yeah.
Last year was the first year in his career that he threw more touchdowns and interceptions, and he didn't play a full season, not even close to a full season. I mean, he's had some – the year that he threw 26 interceptions, he still threw 27 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a high-risk, high-reward type of guy.
Most racist athlete list, Ty Cobb.
Oh, for sure. Sure, strong contender.
Yeah, that's probably your overall number one. Certainly in the mix for that. Although I don't know, there's
Muhammad Ali called Joe Frazier a big dumb gorilla. You could put him in there.
Roosh sent me a picture of a bomber dropping a bunch of bombs. Says North Korea has won the toss; they have chosen to receive.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. And Nick said, I feel sorry for the people in North Korea the most. The guy's going to get people killed who don't even care about us. Half of them probably don't even know we exist.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, yeah, this whole thing is just silly. But what are the odds North Korea has a better completion percentage than Tom Savage? Come on, Jesse. Tom Savage is going to have a better percentage. So, 832 says, thanks to the border wall, hurricanes will no longer be able to enter.
That'd be nice.
They might be able to get in that door. Might squeeze their way through that door.
No. That's only for the good ones.
Yeah. With the good hurricanes coming. 713-780-ESPN. Your number is 713-780-3776. Hey, I'm guessing this was probably when you were a kid. Were you a fan of the Mighty Ducks movie?
I liked it all right.
Oh, I was a huge fan. That was like... when I was growing up.
Yeah, that's
when
I was like, that's more Jong's wheelhouse.
Now,
than mine.
Now looking back at it, they were corny as bleep.
Yeah, they were. Well, the first one was okay. The rest of them were all just awful. But
I mean, isn't it like when you think about it historically, like Emilio Estevez was banging some kid's mom like on his team?
Yeah.
It's just wrong.
Is it?
It seems wrong to me.
No, but I think it's perfectly fine. She was single.
Yeah.
Even if you're married and banging some
kid's mom. It's your coach's mom. Like, imagine, put yourself in those shoes, like, when you were playing Little League Baseball, if your coach was banging your mom.
Well, may have been. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know these things. Who was your favorite character in that film, John?
I know where this is going. My favorite character, it was probably one of the Bash Brothers.
So mine was the like, really big kid who... they had to teach how to skate.
Fulton.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
He's one of the Bash Brothers.
Okay. So Goldberg doesn't make your list.
No.
Goldberg the goalie.
I like the good-looking kid that was on the Hawks.
What was his name?
Adam.
Adam, yeah.
Yeah, I liked Adam.
Well, Goldberg.
That guy was really going somewhere.
I like the old man coach on the other team.
I like when they did like the next few Mighty Ducks when they had like blatantly racist characters, like they had they had Asian characters all of a sudden and Mexican characters, like they just had to horn those in. That's what I liked.
Well, you might like that Sean Weiss, who was the goalie, Goldberg, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance on Wednesday.
And he wasn't with Emilio Estevez.
He was not. He was reportedly in possession of meth.
Oh, that's the worst.
According to the gossip site, he's 38 years old. And the arrest came just days after he was sentenced to 150 days in jail for stealing $151 worth of merchandise from an electronics store. So this is what happens to child stars. Mm. But this guy is, you know, stealing money now for his meth habit, going to jail for stealing money, and then getting caught with meth.
Don't do meth.
So
let's do this. Put yourself in, put your parenting hat on, Fred.
Okay.
Is meth the worst drug your kids could get caught with?
I feel
bath salts.
I think meth would probably be.
Is that numero uno?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think heroin is.
Heroin's pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
It's heroin or meth. Those are your choices.
Yeah, like, I think so. I don't think there's any other serious.
Because everything
contenders.
Else is like, if they've got ecstasy or coke, that's kind of like a party drug.
Yeah,
kids experiment. They want to have fun. Like, you're doing heroin or meth, like, your life's going down the toilet,
yeah,
bro.
There's no good way that ends.
Yeah, there's no like, oh, Dad, I'm just doing this heroin because I wanted to have fun with my friends. No, that's not what friends. You don't do heroin with your friends to have a good time. You do heroin by yourself. Maybe one other person to help you out. Maybe. But meth, yeah, that's a bad one.
See, 409 says that kid wasn't a legit starter on the Ducks, but was allowed to because the coach was banging his mom.
Charlie? So?
You don't think Charlie was a legit starter?
Charlie was okay.
He was borderline,
He got better as the series went on. Like, in Mighty Ducks 3, he became, like, the best player. Him or Adam.
Adam was way better than him.
Yeah, but in the third one, it made it seem like he got really, really good.
Yeah, but Adam was always the one with the future.
Fuzzy Zeller, most racist. God, I haven't heard that, name in forever.
Yeah.
But what he said something about Tiger.
I think it was
some kind of, I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty bad. So,
it'd be actually fun to come up with a list of
John Rocker. We mentioned.
Oh, he's pretty blatant too. And then he's one of those like, what? I didn't mean that in a racist way.
Gilroy says, I always try to bag a mom on our travel teams, hashtag select baseball.
Yeah, not me.
Joshua says, my little league coach was banging my mom, but then again, my coach was my dad. Well, that should be acceptable, theoretically.
You remember when Bob Greasy was, they were commentating and like, they posted something about NASCAR and they asked why Juan Pablo Montoya wasn't on the list and Bob Greasy said he's probably out having a taco.
I didn't remember that.
This is Fuzzy's comments on Tiger in 1997. He's doing quite well. Pretty impressive. That little boy is driving well and he's putting well. He's doing everything it takes to win. So, you know what you guys do when he gets here? You pat him on the back and say, congratulations, enjoy it. And tell him not to serve fried chicken next year. Got it? Or collard greens or whatever the hell they serve. That's what he said.
Oh, boy. There was a chick on, it was like the Golf Channel or some BS network who said that, this is when Tiger was like at peak Tiger. And they said that all the other golfers need to gang up and lynch him to have a chance.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that was well thought out.
Yeah, Kelly, I don't know how
to. Oh, Riley Cooper has to be on the
oh, yeah, list. Riley Cooper.
Forgot about him. Yeah. He'll fight every N-word in this place.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And about most overhyped athletes that never did anything, like Danica Patrick.
Freddie Adu.
Freddie Adu.
Ooh, Freddie Adu's a good one.
Yeah.
Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
Len Bias.
Well, but he died. Come on. That's not fair.
It's kind of his fault that he died.
That's true. But
Would Bill Walton considered?
I've never thought. I've always thought that he's
much better college basketball. Much better college basketball player.
Well, and he was supposed to be every bit as good as Jabbar coming out of college. And then, yeah, he had the injuries. And still, I mean, he basically won one title almost by himself. And then late in his career with the Celtics, he played okay.
Brian Bosworth.
Yeah. Tom Savage with his first incompletion of the preseason.
Tom Savage, most overhyped ever.
No, I'd go with Brock Osweiler. Squeeze in a couple calls. Ike, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
What's going on, fellas?
Sports. Going on.
All right. I'm a referee. I referee AAU basketball, high school and middle school ball. And while it's a lot of moms that comes out, and you would be surprised how many moms, some refs, I ain't going to say me, but some refs bang. And they do it, it's like it's an art. They watch them come in and they watch which kids they cheer on and they ref up that kid more than they do the other kids. Damn. So after the game, the parents will come to them and talk to them.
Wow. That's a dirty move.
Yeah.
I don't know that was going
on. I don't know if that's dirty or if it's pretty shrewd.
Yeah, it might be a
good way to show off your game. Is that Tyrus? Let's get Tyrus on. Hello.
Hey, hello, now. Can you hear me?
Yep. What's up?
Hey, yes, sir. I just want to say I have a lot more respect for you and you and AJ, man, Fred, man. You are the only guys that have mentioned something about that black list and how it's crap. To me, it should be the greatest athletes list. You know what I'm saying? If I'm a black guy, if I was a white guy, I'd be insulted. Like, come on, man. Y'all just going to put, you know, me, I'm like this. You put us in a box, you know what I'm saying? Don't say that the greatest black athlete. Just say the greatest athlete of all time. You know what I'm saying? Because there are more than just black athletes. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to hang up and see what you say about that.
I feel you, my brother. I speak to the black man. That's why we're the only ones to do it. There's nobody else, no other sports talks host in this town or is in touch with the black man as I am, which is why I felt it was a good topic to bring up. But, yeah, I mean, listen, it's a tough list to do. I guess kudos to them for trying it. I think it's a big fail.
No kudos. No kudos at all. I'm not giving them any kudos for that.
What if they would have made a list and it would have been like, it wouldn't have had Gabby Douglas and Simone Biles and it would have had Tiger Woods near the top? Would you have been okay with it?
No.
I would have been more okay with it. I'm with you, though. Like, why there's just a black list, it seems weird. Because if someone did a white list, that would just be racist.
Pretty much. But I guess now we can do one, right?
Where was Hank Aaron on that list?
Hank Aaron was number 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's respected.
So
respected.
Your first Texan series?
Mm-hmm.
Incomplete pass. Loss of 3 on a running play on second down. Savage sacked on third down.
That's not great.
As John McClain says, Texans offense in midseason form.
Pathetic.
And the defense just gave up a first down from Derek Anderson to Kelvin Benjamin.
Derek Anderson starting the game?
Yeah.
Good for him.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's a little funny.
It's not funny.
Oh, man. Oh, somebody mentions Lolo Jones. There's another overrated one.
Oh, for sure. Darko Milicic?
Yeah, that one's... I think he was just overdrafted, though. I don't know that he was overhyped.
Okay.
Bowie?
How about this one? Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, yeah, there's a winner.
Yeah. That guy was supposed to be like the best thing since sliced bread. I can't believe we're missing this game.
Well, they shouldn't have started it early.
Yeah, that's...
What were they thinking?
What a bunch of jerks.
Yeah.
What do they care? I mean...
I guess it is 7:30 over there.
Well,
or 7:40.
That's too bad. That's too bad. They should take us into consideration, nobody else. Everything's about us. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Can we hear the Derek Anderson "It's Not Funny" audio? Do we have that? It's not funny.
That was one of the all-time
greatest. It's not funny. That's fine.
Coach Gruden commented about it.
That's fine.
That's fine.
It's not funny. You're so angry, Derek Anderson.
All right.
It's not funny.
Quick break.
He was smiling. He's smiling, Joe.
It's not funny.
Oh, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Who laid that wood?
That looked like Kareem.
Yeah.
All right.
Still like a 7-yard gain. I wouldn't celebrate
that. Yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
In the preseason.
That's fine.
I guess it was third down. Okay. Yeah. You're getting off the field. I'll take it.
JJ getting held for the first time in preseason as well.
Welcome. He's in preseason 42.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. And the second series for the Texans goes running play for a couple yards. 2-yard completion. Overthrow on third down to Lamar Miller in the flat. So.
I feel like maybe we want to limit the reps for Shane Leckler.
Maybe.
Seems wise.
He's an old man. Well done. So 2-3 and outs so far. All right, let's wrap the show up the way we always do. Deaths. And we start with the guy we talked about yesterday, Glenn Campbell.
I thought we said we're never going to talk about Glenn Campbell again.
Well, except deaths, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Said that.
He's like a rhinestone cowboy.
Only not breathing. 2010, Patricia Neal, American actress, dead at 84. 2008, Isaac Hayes. 2007, Merv Griffin. I don't know half of these people. 1994, Peter Cushing, 81.
Ryan Cushing's dead.
Uncle. He was in Star Wars and Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
That guy.
Oh.
Yeah. 1969, Sharon Tate. Murdered by Manson's gang.
Well, I guess I shouldn't make 69 jokes when there's a murder.
She's been dead since 69.
Tarantino's making a movie about that.
Yeah? I remember hearing about that. Okay, I'm just going to skip down to the best deaths. 2014, Robin Williams. Suspected suicide at 63.
R.I.P., bro.
2008, Bernie Mac. Very funny man. 2005, Peter Jennings. Dead at 67. 2004, Rick James. Dead at the age of 56. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
It is.
And 2003, Herb Brooks, who coached the Miracle on Ice. Dead in a car accident at 66. Okay, here's your dead porn star. 1979, Mary Millington died from?
1969?
79.
I was
going to
blame Charles Manson.
Yeah. That would have been a great guess.
Yeah. 79, I'm going to go alcohol poisoning.
Suicide.
Damn it.
Mm. Although technically, alcohol poisoning kind of is suicide because you're doing
it to yourself.
And you're drinking that much. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a half a point for that.
Half credit, right on.
And those are your deaths. They weren't very good. So
it can't all be great.
Nope. All right, let's squeeze in a phone call. Charlie, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Good evening, fellas.
Hey, Chuck, what's up?
A long-time Astro fan ever since I was in kindergarten.
Congratulations.
They've been doing good, and I'm concerned about this little tailspin they're going through. But a couple of weeks ago, I noticed George Springer was on the 10-day disabled list, and I think it's been more than 10 days now. What's up with George?
Oh, he's dead. No, they activated him today.
He's playing back tonight.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about the tailspin, man. This is what happens during the course of a season. I would be a little worried that you need a couple of your starting pitchers to start pitching well again before the playoffs. And that's a concern. But, you know, you're also playing without Correa. You've been playing without Springer. Now, it hasn't stopped him from scoring runs.
Yeah.
Because that offense has got some depth to it. But, yeah, I wouldn't worry too much. Looks like the Panthers are moving the ball very easily against your Texas defense. Yeah.
This has got to be – this is third string defense.
Oh, no. There's first string defense still.
Now then, what's Andre Howell doing on the field?
I think he's one of your starting
coaches.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
But pretty long pass play, and now they've just run.
That was just uncalled for. I'm sorry to Andre Howell's family. That was uncalled for.
They're not listening.
Oh, okay,
If they're listening to us right now instead of watching the game, they probably agree with you.
I mean, we like to hope that people are doing both right now, right? Because you've been play-by-play.
I'm trying to, yeah. So there's a good defensive
play. How about that? In your face, bro.
Yeah. They look like Cushing and Merciless.
That's Whitney Merciless with the second highest Madden or third highest Madden rating on the Texans.
I think I'd like to see them do something where we could drop a rock and roll on the people before the show's over.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to be the offense. I can tell you that.
No, the offense not rocking and rolling just yet. Is there some kind of play on words with? Is there going to be like a deshock and roll? How are they going to do that?
I don't know. He'll come up with something. Yeah, it's first time actually tackling guys. It's usually doesn't go well. Of course, it seems to be going well for the Panthers on the other end.
Well, it's still 0-0, Fred. They haven't done anything.
I know.
Let's not start bleeping their bleeps. They're you know.
They missed a field goal.
Yeah, they're looking like in preseason form. Oh, wait, it's preseason.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian Cushing's like leading the team in tackles, though. Anybody who thought that guy was done for begs to differ.
Santo says he's watching and listening, but he's also a Cowboys fan.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. If you're a Cowboy fan and the Cowboy game was on, you probably would not be listening to us, even though it is preseason. And that looks like a touchdown for your Panthers.
Oh, no!
That's a...
Challenge it!
Jonathan Joseph getting beat there by Kelvin.
Rock and roll!
No, that's not a rock and roll. That's the exact opposite. That's...
Man...
No, you should. That's when,
like a 30-yard pass. No, he got shredded on that.
That was a good throw and catch.
Yeah,
that is Derek Anderson, right? Number three on the Panthers.
Him, yep.
Yep. There it is.
Good thing the Texans did a lot to upgrade their secondary in the offseason. Oh,
it looks like Kelvin Benjamin trimmed back down.
Yeah, he is looking slim. Well, bleep happens. They're just getting all their bad reps out of the way.
Well, like I said. First preseason game. Defensively, you're going to have some. You're always going to have some issues early. Although you'd like to see your starters not get beat like that on a couple of big passes. But it was also a really good throw and a really good catch. Sometimes it happens. 23-yard pass play. Jay says y'all can't be mad when Watson is clearly the best rookie quarterback ever.
That's true.
Yeah, but.
He's Warren Moon.
I might have to be skeptical of that because I'm looking at Tom Savage, who was the preseason All-Pro, and so far not so good in two series. So I might have to be just a little bit skeptical. Oh, well. So Beth will be here tomorrow, right, Jong?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and get out of here so you can go watch some of this game, and you can do the same.
Oh, I can't wait.
Want to thank Chong Lee for doing a great job today. It's an A+. Hoffman, A+. It was all right today. C-. I'll tell you who else is going to get an A+. Glenn Davis. Because Soccer Matters is coming up next. And Glenn Davis always gets an A+. All right.
Best in the game.
It's going to wrap it up. Till tomorrow. Stay sporty, bitches. As I'm a column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Mama.